弟兄姐妹平安。那我们很高兴今天早上我们能够再次的聚集在一起，在神的殿里面来向神来敬拜。
We're glad that this morning we can come to the church and we praise together.
那我们高兴今天早上我们能够有这个密西根神学院的院长冯鼎朝牧师，冯鼎朝牧师在我们当中。
We have the honor to have the Michigan Seminary and Dr. Fong to be with us today, Dr. Bruce Fong.
Yeah, 我想大家我们对当中的弟兄姐妹对邝院长不会生疏。
I'm sure brothers and sisters familiar with Dr. Fong.
我是第一次碰到邝院长。
The pastor is the first time to meet Dr. Fong.
但我们当中弟兄姐妹都认识他，因为他不是第一次在我们当中。
I'm sure many brothers and sisters are familiar with him because it's not his first time to be here with us.
我们高兴他今天也能够跟他太太邝太太一起在这边跟我们一起来敬拜。
And we are glad to have Mrs. Fong today too and worship with us.
好我们这个时候我就将时间交给邝院长来跟我们分享神的这个信息。
Well, good morning. It's nice to be back. And I think this is my first time working with this translator.
This is a relationship of great faith and trust. 这个是一个信任的关系。
I know what I'm saying. But I have absolutely no clue what he's saying.So I sure hope it's going to be accurate. Michigan Theological Seminary is having its best year ever in its history. So for if any of you have taken classes there or helped pray for the ministry, I want to thank you personally.
如果大家曾经为这个神学院祷告，我为你们感恩。
As many of you know, Michigan has experienced one of its worst economic climates in the last 2 years.
大家也知道密歇根密州过去这两年我们经济上面有很大的挑战。
And yet a ministry like MTS is fully dependent upon the gifts of God's people.
我们知道好像 MTS 这些公司对神有很大的恩典。
And the last 2 years have been the strongest gift-giving years in the history of the seminary.
也是过去几年对神学院来讲也是很大的一个挑战。
We're also very excited that we set records in attendance.
我很高兴我们在上学的那个学生的记录有很大的一个突破。
So during this last spring semester, we had 208 students, so the first time we've reached that high mark.
过去这个学期我们有208一个学生来到我们学院里面。
But let's begin with a word of prayer and open up God's word and see what he has to say to us today.
我们祷告看今天神要怎么样对我们说话。
Thank you, Father, for the privilege of opening up your word today, and we pray that your spirit would have a wonderful way in every one of our lives.
主，谢谢你给我们这个特权给我们可以服侍，让你的圣灵来到我们当中对我们说话。
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
用耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
There's a man who went to his doctor and was really surprised when the doctor told him he only had 6 months left to live.
有一个人去见一个医生，他很惊奇，那个医生告诉他，他只有六个月的时间可以活了。
Doctor, you've got to recheck those tests because there's no way that I'm going to end my life that soon.
医生，你最好就再检查一次，让我确定真的只有这六个月可以活。
The doctor said, I'm sorry, when we checked those tests 3 times, you've only got 6 months.
那医生说我已经检查了三次，那真的你只有六个月的时间可以活了。
Come on, doc, you got to give me some hope here. I'm going to go do something in this life. I'm going to fight this, no matter what it is.
那个人就跟医生说，你要给我一个盼望，让我在这六个月里面可以继续的打这个战。
So the doctor thought for a moment and said he had a solution.
那个医生想一想，他说
，I want you to move to Arkansas.
他说我想你搬去另外一个州去 Arkansas.
I want you to buy a pig farm.
我想你买一个大的农场。
I want you to find a widow.
我想你去找一个寡妇。
With 10 children.
有十个孩子的。
3 which are teenagers.
三个是青年人的。
And I want you to marry her.
然后我想你嫁给他。
The man looked puzzled. Puzzled.
啊，那个人他犹豫了一会儿。
Is that really going to help me, Doc?
那样会帮助我吗？
Doctor said no.
那医生说不会。
But it'll be the longest 6 months you've ever lived.
但是这个这六个月会是你生命中最长的一个时间。
Nobody has to tell us that marriage and family is tough.
没有人告诉我们说啊，有一个家庭是会很辛苦的一个事情。
When we think about difficult people, situations, family and marriage, sometimes.Is the hardest.
我们很多时候想到个人的一个问题，很多时候家庭都是最困难的。
And marriage and family is a big part of our everyday lives.
婚姻跟家庭是我们平常生活中很大的一个部分。
How in the world does God want us to live our Christian life so it impacts marriage and family?
神希望我们怎么样去发挥我们最大的影响力在我们的家庭当中。
Christian living is related to family.
基督徒的一个生命是关乎我们的家庭。
Once there was a couple celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary.
中间有一个夫妇，他们要庆祝他们35年的周年。
They were each 60 years old.
他们差不多60岁。
Everyone liked her.
所有人都喜欢她。
She was cheerful, optimistic, and encouraging.
那个太太她很乐观很开心的一个人。
No one liked him.
但是没有人喜欢那个丈夫。
He was grouchy, critical, and negative.
他经常抱怨。
When they were celebrating their anniversary, people from all over came to help them celebrate.
当他们庆祝他们35周年那个婚姻的时候，大家都来帮忙。
They wanted to spend as much time with her as they could, but as little with him as possible.
大家都想让多一点时间陪那个太太，但是不愿意陪那个丈夫。
Suddenly there was a bright light in the room.
突然间有一个强光在那个房间里面。
A lot of smoke.
有很多烟。
And then a fairy appeared.
然后有一个天使出现了。
Everyone's attention was turned to the fairy.
大家的目光都留意那个天使。
The fairy said that she had come to give a special wish to each of these people and the couple.
那个天使都跟他们说，他来是要给那一对夫妇每一个人都有一个盼望，有一个 wish。
The fairy went to her first.
那个天使先跟那个太太说。
In celebration of your 35th anniversary, what wish would you like to have?
那在你35周年的时候，你想有什么样的一个盼望？
She was so excited.
她很兴奋。
I'd like to have 2 tickets round the world cruise.
她希望有一个游船的票，可以环游这个世界。
Everyone applauded and thought that was a romantic, wonderful gesture.
大家都拍掌，觉得这个是很好的一个主意。
The fairy waved the magic wand and poof.
那个天使挥挥那个天使那个棍。
In her hand were 2 tickets round the world cruise.
然后就有那个船票。
The fairy then turned to the grouchy old critical man.
然后那个天使就对那个经常抱怨的那个丈夫说。
What wish would you like?
那你想要什么呢？
He crossed his arms and scowled his face.
他就说
looked at the 2 tickets in his wife's hand.
你看他手里面的那两张船票。
Said, I wish I could have a wife that was 30 years younger to enjoy the cruise with me.
他希望有一个比我身边这个太太年轻30年的可以跟我一起去。
Everyone hissed and booed.
那大家都跟他倒彩。
The fairy waved them off and said, No, a promise is a promise.
那个天使就说一个应许就是一个应许。
So she waved her magic wand and poof.
然后那个天使也挥挥那个棍。
He turned 90.
然后把那个男的变成90岁。
See, you're just like me.
所以他的愿望就达成了，他就。
No one likes a grouchy old critical guy.
没有人希望有一个经常抱怨的一个老人。
But they're people.
但是有人是这样的。
Every one of us runs into people every week.
我们经常都会跟一些人打交道。
It's really easy to be wonderful to the nice ones.
很容易可以跟一些比较好相处的人打交道。
Always challenging for us to be Christian to the grumpy ones.
但是对一些经常抱怨的就比较难去相处。
This week will be a special challenge for everyone who's a Christian.
这个是对我们每一个基督徒都是一个很大的挑战。
How will we treat the people that we meet?
我们怎么样去跟我们上遇的一些人相处？
Will Jesus Christ be pleased with the way we've treated people we meet this week?
主耶稣会对我们怎么样去跟别人打交道会高兴吗？对我们怎么样去处理？
Well, that's a tough question.
那是一个很困难的问题。
How does Jesus Christ want us to treat people?
神希望我们怎么样去跟人打交道呢？
Way beyond just being polite and courteous.
我们是不是一定要很有礼貌？很
How can we treat people so we'll have an eternal impact in their lives?
我们应该怎么样去跟别人相处，以致别人在永恒里面有份呢？
How can we treat people so that Jesus Christ will be pleased that He's given us another day to live for Him?
我们应该怎么样去跟别人相处，让主会喜悦我们的行为呢？
Let's find out the answer to that question from God's Word.
我们希望把这个答案从神的话语里面找。
Turn with me in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3.
我们一起翻开哥罗西书第三章。
In Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12.
哥罗西书第三章第十二节。
Very short paragraph of only three verses.
很短的一段经文只有三节。
But God makes it very clear how He wants us to engage the lives of other people for an eternal impact.
但神在这段经文很清楚地说明，他希望我们怎么样去跟别人相处，以致别人在永恒里面有份。
Beginning at verse 12.
在十二节开始。
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
十二节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，都要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。再者，一切以外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
He begins with the word therefore.
保罗用所以来做开始。
So we know that the Apostle Paul, who's writing to the Christians at the city of Colossae, has said something before to base this exhortation upon.
所以我们知道保罗在 这一段之前他写了经文给哥罗西教会，他用这个所以来开始，来作为他总结之前所写的。
The Apostle Paul earlier makes a very powerful exhortation.
前面保罗写了一些 很强的一个信实在里面。
It is a strong declaration that all who are Christians have been raised with Jesus Christ.
他有一个经文说到我们所有的基督徒已经跟基督一同复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ has had a tremendous eternal impact on the life of every Christian.
主耶稣基督的复活对我们每一个基督徒都有永恒的一个影响。
There's a change that Jesus Christ made happen in our life for we who have put our faith in Him.
主耶稣的死对我们的生命有一个正确的一个改变在我们生命里面。
And because of that change, it gives us a very strong prohibition.
因为那个很强的改变，所以也有一个很强的一个吩咐，一个改变在里面。
He tells us that we are to put to death six specific sins.
他要我们放弃六种不同的罪。
These sins should have no place in the life of a Christian.
这六种罪在一个基督徒的圣名里面应该没有任何的位置。
If what Christ has done for us has any meaning for us at all, we will not participate in these six sins.
如果神的死亡跟复活对我们生命有什么的影响的话，我们不应该再有这六种的罪。
And then the Apostle Paul adds five more to it to make the list a total of 11.
然后保罗再加上五种，总共是有十一种的罪。
11 things should never be described as a way that we have been living our lives.
这十一种的罪应该永远不会在我们生命里面出现的。
But one of the most amazing things about the Bible is it never leaves us in a vacuum.
圣经的一个很特别的，就是要我们不要在一个真空里面。
Christianity is far more than just what we don't do.
基督教不光光是我们不做什么。
Christianity is never just a list of negatives.
基督教也不只是观看那些负面的东西。
But once we eliminate what is negative, God's word tells us how to fill it up with what's positive.
我们不但要除去那些负面的，而是要充满那些正面的东西。
This is where we get in verses 12, 13, and 14.
这就是我们要今天看的，从十二节到十四节。
I wanted to make a strong point, but not that strong.
这个一个很重要的重点，但是不是抓成这个。
Good. Well, we'll just leave this to the experts, and I'll just go on preaching God's word.
那我们就把这个问题交给专家，我们继续的讲。
He identifies all of us as Christians by three specific identifications.
保罗在这里讲到三个基督徒的一个身份。
He tells us that we are chosen people.
他告诉我们，我们是选民。
If you are here and you are a Christian, it is not by accident.
我们做基督徒不是一个偶然的机会。
It's not by happen chance.
不是一个机会。
You weren't just a leftover.
也不是我们做可以站回来的。
You were not just an extra.
我们不是一个额外的一个人。
Almighty God looked at all the people and decided He wanted you.
全能神看见世界上所有的人，而且他决定他选了你。
No one here who's a Christian should ever feel left out.
没有一个基督徒觉得应该感觉是被遗弃的一个人。
God loved us, so He chose us.
神很爱我们，所以他拣选了我们。
But He also says that we are holy.
他也告诉我们，我们是圣洁的。
That might be frustrating for some of you.
可能这样会对我们中间的一些人很失望。
For whenever you see the word holy, you might mistake the word perfect for holy.
因为当我们讲到圣洁的时候，很多时候我们都想到是完美的。
It doesn't mean perfect.
圣洁不代表是完美。
I can look at this crowd and look at me, and I know that we're not perfect.
我可以看大家，也看看自己，也可以知道我不是完美的。
Instead, the word holy means chosen for a special purpose.
圣洁是代表是因为一个很特别的原因给拣选。
There's a world of difference between perfect and purposeful.
那个圣洁跟完美有很大的不同。
God has a purpose for every one of us that He has chosen.
神拣选了我们有一个很重要的目的。
So none of us should ever waste our life.
所以每一个人应该浪费自己的生命。
He not only says that we are chosen and holy, He also says that we are loved.
神不单单说我们是选民，也是圣洁的，而且也要我们要有爱。
Can you name anyone in this world that would give their life for you because they love you?
你可以知道有世上任何的一个人那么爱你，爱你到一个地步是会牺牲他们的生命。
God doesn't have to think about that.
神不会犹疑。
He's already done it for us.
神已经做了。
When He gave His Son Jesus Christ to die in our place.
当耶稣基督在十字架上死的时候。
That's a pretty amazing introduction to this instruction.
那是一个很奇妙的一个简介，对我们今天要讲的。
God says we are called.
神说我们是被呼召的。
God says that He has given every one of us purpose.
神给了我们每一个人都有一个目的。
And God says that He loves us dearly.
神也说他爱我们每一个人。
Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that?
谁不愿意服侍这样的一位神呢？
And so then God gives us a very simple instruction.
所以神就给我们很简单的一些原则。
If we want to serve Him, this is what He wants us to do.
如果我们要服侍他，我们就要这样做。
And he tells us to clothe ourselves with five pieces of garment.
他讲到我们要长穿这些东西。
Can you think about the metaphor that he's chosen?
你可以想象他怎么样来做这个比喻吗?
It's pretty special.
很特别的一个比喻。
He tells us to put on these spiritual virtues like we put on clothes.
他吩咐我们要好像穿上衣服的一样，我们要穿上这些美德。
I've been looking around the auditorium today.
我今天看从这个讲台上面看。
And notice that we all share something in common.
发现我们每一个都分享一些共同的点。
None of us came to church naked today.
今天我们每一个人都有穿衣服。
In fact, we all put on some kind of clothing.
而且我们都穿上一些东西。
Some of you had a wonderful morning and enjoyed putting on the clothes you have.
大概可能有一些你们有一些会很享受今天有这么美的一个早上，可以穿上你们美丽的衣服。
Some of you had a very poor morning and are not really thinking about what you have on.
今天早上你们有一些人可能没有这么好的一个早上，但是你们还是来了。
But whether good or bad, we all put on something.
无论是好的还是不好的，我们都穿上衣服了。
This is a great test for our spiritual life as well.
这是一个很大属灵的挑战。
Tomorrow morning, pretend that you got up late.
那说明天早上可能你起床晚了一点。
The power went off in the middle of the night and your alarm clock went dead.
那电啊什么都没有了，那你的闹钟也没有响。
You get up 45 minutes late.
那你起床迟了大概45分钟。
And you have one of the most important appointments in your entire career.
而且那天早上你有在你生命中很重要的一个约会。
You can't be late.
你不可以迟到的。
So what do you leave out of your schedule?
那你怎么样去处理你的时间表呢?
We never discard the most important things.
我们不会把那些很重要的东西放在一旁。
And that's what Paul is saying here.
那就是保罗在这里要说的。
We surely won't show up to that appointment naked.
我们不会这么迟。
But is that just in the eyes of man or also in the eyes of Almighty God?
那这个在人看是很重要，在神看也是很重要的。
The five garments that he tells us to put on here should never, ever be neglected.
他在这里说到五样东西我们要穿上的千万不要放在一旁。
So when God looks at our lives today, are we well dressed in His eyes?
那在神的眼光里面我们是穿得很好了还是怎么样?
The nice thing, it doesn't take much time to put these five pieces on.
这穿上这些东西不会花你很多的时间。
At the same time, it takes a lifetime to learn what these garments are.
但是同时也要我们一生的时间来学习这些东西是怎么样。
The list is not long.
那个单子很长。
So remember what these five pieces are.
所以要记住这五样事情是什么。
The first one, he says, is compassion.
第一样是怜悯。
Compassion means pity of heart.
怜悯是心里面的同情。
It means sympathy of the soul.
它就是说你灵魂也是很同情的。
It means I feel something when I see someone else who's hurting.
就是你看见一个人受苦的时候你心里面的那个感动。
When another person is overwhelmed by circumstances,
当一个人给一件事情完全的打倒了。
I don't ignore their problem.
我们不知道他的问题在哪儿。
Instead, I feel deeply for the pain that they are in.
我们会感觉到他们的痛苦。
A Christian feels for the hurt of someone else they love.
一个基督徒会感觉到他们爱的那些人，他们受苦的时候那个感觉。
If we put on the garment of compassion, it means we never let someone we love hurt alone.
如果说我们要穿上怜悯的话，就是说千万不要让你爱的一个人他们独自的受苦。
Instead, we step into their life and we help them bear their burden.
反而我们要进去他的生命，我们要一起跟他分担这个痛苦。
That's what compassion is all about.
怜悯就是要这样。
But he also tells us that we're supposed to be people who are kind.
而且 圣经里面也叫我们要有恩慈。
We put on the garment of kindness.
我们要穿上这个恩慈。
Kindness means active benevolence.
恩慈就是积极的仁爱。
We take the initiative to bring blessing into the life of someone else.
我们主动的把祝福带到别人的生命里面。
Not because there's this overwhelming sense of need.
不是因为有很大的需要。
But just simply that everyone likes to be blessed through the life of someone else.
只是每一个人的生命也要受到别人的祝福。
That's what kindness is all about.
恩慈就是这样。
Notice carefully that in the Bible, kindness is never a random act.
请留意，圣经里面说，恩慈不是一个随意的一个行动。
It is a deliberate act of initiative.
是有思想、有计划的一个行动。
To bring blessing into the life of another.
主动的把祝福带到别人。
So besides this idea of compassion and kindness, we're also supposed to put on the garment of humility.
那除了要穿上怜悯跟恩慈，我们也要穿上谦虚。
Humility speaks of the intent and the aftermath of our actions.
谦虚就是一个试炼我们的行为是怎么样。
When I help the life of someone else and benefit them,
当我帮助了别人，让别人有的益处。
I am not concerned that I get the credit for the good deed.
我不会很关注我要得到什么。
A humble life instead wants God to get the credit and God to get the glory for anything that I do that will bless the life of someone else.
谦虚就是让神独得这个荣耀，而我们要透过帮助别人这个行动让神得到荣耀。
The fourth garment that we put on is called gentleness.
第四样就是温柔。
Gentleness is the same word for meekness that the Bible used to describe Moses as the meekest of all men.
在圣经里面可能有的时候用柔和跟温柔是同一个字。
It doesn't mean weak.
它不是软弱。
It doesn't mean that Moses was a sissy.
不是做一个很像女人的一个人。
Instead, Moses did something to help others that was always soothing.
就是要帮助别人，让他们得安慰。
He was welcomed into the lives of other people.
他很在别人的生命很受欢迎。
People knew his reputation and track record is that he would be a blessing to them.
那大家都知道他是很会祝福人的一个人。
That's what gentleness means.
温柔就是这样。
He also tells us in the last garment that this is the idea of patience.
最后一样我们要穿上是忍耐。
This is not the kind of patience we usually think about.
那这个忍耐不是我们平常会想到的那种。
It doesn't mean we're in a hurry on Interstate 696 or Highway 23 and suddenly there's a traffic jam in front of us.
不是说我们在开车的时候在高速上突然间很堵。
And we have to sit there and be patient and wait for the traffic jam to get out of the way.
我们只是要坐在那里让时间过去。
It doesn't mean we're in a hurry at a grocery store and people in front of us have so many pieces that they're trying to buy and we have to wait until they're done.
不是说我们在超市里面买东西，有在我们前面有很长的一条队，而且那些人都有很多的东西，我们要在那边等。
Passing the time without being grumpy is a kind of patience.
Well, 忍耐，让时间过去而不抱怨也是一种的忍耐。
That's kind of the patience you have at church when you're waiting for the preacher to finish his sermon.
那这种的忍耐就是你在主日的时候要等那个讲员讲完他的信息。
But that's not the kind of patience here.
但是不是今天我们要讲的这个忍耐。
This word for patience is very unique.
这种的忍耐是很独特的。
It means to have the character not to retaliate when wronged.
是一种的品格，不以恶报恶。
It means somebody has hurt you.
可能有一些人会伤害你。
The offense and pain is real.
那个痛苦是很真实的。
But when a person is patient like this, they will not strike back.
但是如果一个真正忍耐的一个人，他不会报仇。
God doesn't say that the hurt doesn't exist.
神没有说那个痛苦不是真实的。
God says this quality means we have the character not to strike back.
那这里是说的我们有一个品格不会以恶报恶。
Revenge and retaliation is not an option for Christians.
报仇不是我们的一个选择。
That means we have to throw away all our kung fu movies.
所以我们就要扔去我们的功夫的这个。
That theme of revenge and striking back is not a choice for us as believers.
报仇不是一个信徒的一个选择。
Isn't it amazing these five qualities?
那这五种的美德是不是很奇妙呢？
Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
One thing that all five of these characteristics share in common is that they all require a relationship with people.
那这五种美德都他们都有一个共同点，就是他们要有一个爱。跟人有关系。
That's exactly what I said.
但牧师翻译得很好。
You put all these together, it means that when we engage the lives of other people, we should be like Christ.
我们在平常生活中穿上这五种的美德，我们平常的生活应该很像基督，很像基督。
Do you have friends who can engage your life like this?
你们有没有一些朋友可以这样的应用这五种美德呢？
People open enough to bless you, encourage you, and guide and instruct and also correct.
有没有一些朋友可以在旁边鼓励你，跟你分享，给你一个让你知道你做的怎么样？
Look for friends among the Christians you know who can be a friend like this to you.
看看在你的基督徒的群体里面有没有一个朋友可以这样子做。
And never be satisfied with your Christian life unless you can be a friend like this to others.
永远不要对我们自己的生命有满足，除非你可以已经做到这五样的美德。
There are five women who are friends like this to each other.
有五个女人，她们对都是很好的朋友。
They grew through all the seasons of life, through singleness and marriage and children and now grandchildren.
他们从小到大都在一块儿，从单身，从结婚到老，到有孩子都在一块儿。
Several times a month they would get together just to enjoy each other's friendship.
那每几个月他们都聚在一块儿。
And they were about my age, all thinking about what it's like to have bifocals and trifocals.
他们都大概好像讲员的这个年纪，他们都聚在一块儿在谈分享。
Four of them had them.Four of the women had bifocals and trifocals.
那有四个是这样的。
But one of them was so stubborn, she even announced to her friends, I'll never wear bifocals.
那其中有一个她说我永远不会穿这些东西。
Of course, they all knew that she was stubborn in spirit, so no one argued with her.
老花眼睛。
Some of them were even afraid of her.
有一些喜欢这样。
Several weeks later, though, when they got together, they noticed that even she was wearing bifocals.
那几个星期之后，他们发现那个说永不会戴这个老花眼镜的，他都戴了。
So the other four were very curious, so they asked her, "What made the change?"
那其他那四个女的就问，很奇怪，就问她，为什么你要改变呢？
She smiled and said, "Well, you remember 2 weeks ago on that beautiful Sunday when the sun was shining, it was beautiful outside."
那你记不记得上个礼拜有一个很美丽的一个星期天，有很美丽的一个早上。
Well, I went into my kitchen and threw open the window so that the wonderful air from the outside could come in.
那我在厨房里面把窗打开，让外面的空气可以进来。
And I decided I was going to make Toll House cookies for my children and grandchildren.
那我那天我决定要做一些饼干给我的孩子。
It was a wonderful afternoon of baking in my kitchen.
那天早上是一个很好的一个早上，让我可以做一些饼干。
I turned around and looked at my baking table and couldn't believe what I saw.
那我转身看我的桌子上，我不相信我看见的。
So I grabbed my fly swatter.
那我抓了那个做饼干的那个。
And I killed four chocolate chips.
那我带了四个巧克力。
Do you have friends that you could share your embarrassment with?
那你有没有一些朋友可以分享你的尴尬的事情呢？
Do you have a relationship with others who could be that open to you?
那有没有一些朋友可以这样公开的分享这些尴尬的事情呢？
That's what God says when we put on these five pieces of garment.
那就是神这里说的，我们要穿上五样五种美德。
They aren't for distant relationships.
不是很远的一种朋友的关系。
They are for investing in the lives of people we love and care for.
而是投资在一些我们很爱、很关心的一些朋友身上。
How alone do you feel today?
今天你觉得孤独吗？
Christianity was never intended to be a solo operation.
基督徒不应该是独自的生活。
If you want to impact the lives of other people like Christ wants us to,
你想不想有在别人的生命里有持久的影响呢？好像基督一样。
Find a collection of good friends that you can share your Christian life just like this.
那找在你的朋友当中找一些人你觉得信任的可以把这五种的美德再应用在他们身上。
Take the initiative to be a blessing to others.
主动做别人的一个祝福。
But it's more than that.
但不单单是这样。
He tells us here in verse 13.
在哥罗西书第十三节里面说到。
Some very practical and very powerful words.
很实际的一些建议可以让我们去做。
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。
You know what that phrase "bear with one another" means?
你知道彼此包容是怎么样吗
？Very simple to remember it.
很容易去记得。
It means to put up with each other.
就是接纳彼此的接纳。
It means to tolerate each other.
是容忍彼此的容忍。
We have to do that because everybody else around us is incredibly annoying.
我们要这样做，因为是每一个人都是很烦的。
Look at the person on your right.
看看你在你右边的一个人。
Look at the person on your left.
看看你左边的那个。
They think you're annoying.
他觉得你很烦的。
And yet God says in His Word,
那神是这样说,
they're not going to change,
他们不会改变的,
but you can put up with them,
但是你要接纳,
because that's what I've called you to do.
因为我是这样呼召你们的。
It is amazing how practical the Bible is.
那很神奇, 圣经是这样的实际。
It doesn't say that because someone becomes a Christian, they are suddenly perfect, lovable, and likable.
他没有说到一个人特人变成一个基督徒就变得很完美。
He even goes further from that.
也不是会你会很自然地去爱他。
He tells us to forgive each other.
而且圣经也讲到我们要饶恕。
And he's very, very practical and real about this.
是这个是非常实际跟真实的一个事情，我们要饶恕。
Because we have real grievances against each other.
因为我们彼此其实有真实的一些抱怨在里面。
Someone actually offends us.
有些人可能真的伤害了你我们。
Somebody else is actually offensive.
有些人可能是那个伤害性是很大的。
God doesn't say that He's going to change that.
神没有说这些人会改变。
God says He wants to change us.
神说他想改变我们。
God doesn't deny that the pain isn't there.
神没有否认那个痛苦不在。
God doesn't say that you're imagining the offense.
神没有说这些都是你的想象而已。
He just accepts that the reality of the offense is real.
你只需要接受这个痛苦是真实的。
The focus of change is on us.
那个目光，那个是应该放在我们自己。
But then He gives us a pattern.
但是神也给了我们一个原则可以去做。
No offense against us is greater than our offense of sin against Him.
没有一样事情会伤害我们，好像我们伤害用罪来伤害神这样的痛苦。
If our sin is greater than the offenses against us, who are we to complain?
如果我们的罪会伤害神这么深，那我们有什么权利会跟神抱怨呢？
We went from annoyance to a grievance to an offense.
我们从觉得很烦到被人伤害。到觉得很痛苦。
From the lesser to the greater, and God said He has already accomplished the greater.
从小到大的不同的痛苦，神说他已经已经做到最大的。
Can you think of an offense that someone has done to you?
你可以想象有什么人给你的伤害？
Are you so annoyed with them that you haven't forgiven them yet?
是不是觉得很烦，没有给他饶恕呢？
Are you harboring a grievance against them?
你是不是在心里面有抱怨？
If we are that unforgiving, then we do not value how much He has already forgiven us.
如果我们不饶恕其他人，我们没有真实的知道神怎么样饶恕了我们。
It is an impossibility for us to impact the lives of other people for eternity unless we are forgiving people.
我们不可能对别人有持久的影响，如果我们不愿意放弃对一个人的抱怨。
And people are offensive.
人是有伤害性的。
I tell my students at Michigan Seminary,
我跟曾经跟神学院里面的学生讲，
Ministry would really be fun if it just weren't for people.
施工都是很好的，如果不是有人在里面的话。
But they are a reality to life and ministry.
但是施工也有它真实的一面。
And they are a magnificent part of life.
人就是施工的很大的一部分，也是人生命中很大的一部分。
If we just deal with them God's way,
如果我们跟他们相处用神的方法来做，
we must be quick to forgive.
我们要很快的饶恕。
Mrs. Louis is a second grade teacher.
有一个中学的一个二年级的一个老师。
22 children in her class.
有22个学生在他的课里面。
One day it began to rain outside.
有一天外面下雨了。
And the children were all discouraged because they knew they probably couldn't have recess.
那些学生都很希望，因为他们小息就没有活动了。
And suddenly the sun came out.
突然间那个太阳就出来了。
And the children were very distracted.
那然后那些学生就那个注意力都给分散了。
Mrs. Louis said that they were going to end their class early so they could start recess early.
那个老师都说他要早一点结束，让他们早一点可以有这个休息。
The children cheered.
那些学生都呼喊。
But Mrs. Louis told them that before they can go out and play, they all had to put on their galoshes.
那个老师都说你们休息之前，你们先要穿
rubber boots.
要穿上你的那个胶鞋。
So all 22 children lined up with enthusiasm.
那些学生都很兴奋，他们都排队了。
Mrs. Louis helped every one of them put on those rubber boots.
那个老师都帮每一个学生都穿上他们的鞋子。
Second grade children wiggle and squeal and squirm.
那二年级的学生都很兴奋。
Mrs. Louis was wiping the sweat off her brow and taking deep breaths for each child that she pulled on those boots.
那个老师都发很大的劲，要流汗，要帮他们穿上这些鞋子。
Finally, the last one was in line.
终于最后的那个学生到了他了。
Little Susie, but she was the most talkative of the entire bunch.
Susie, 她是一个很会讲话的一个孩子。
Chattered away nonstop while Mrs. Louis pulled and tugged to get those rubber boots on.
他讲话不会停，那个老师都一直帮他穿上这个鞋子。
And just as her last foot slipped into that rubber boot, little Susie announced, "You know, Mrs. Louis, these aren't even my rubber boots."
那当他成功的帮他穿上这个鞋子，然后那个学生就说，这个鞋子其实不是我的。
Mrs. Louis just smiled and took a deep breath and told Susie to turn around.
那个老师就吸口气，那就叫这个学生转身。
Mrs. Louis pulled and tugged and she got the first boot off.
那个老师就把第一个他的鞋子拉出来。
Little Susie just kept talking.
那个学生都一直在讲。
Mrs. Louis pulled and tugged and she got the last boot off.
然后那个老师也把另外的一个鞋子拉出来。
Just in time to hear little Susie say.
刚刚好那个学生就讲。
They belong to my sister and my mommy told me to wear them today.
那些鞋子是我姐姐的，我的妈妈叫我要穿上我姐姐的这个鞋子。
What a great example of a forgiving spirit.
这个是很好的一个例子，我们要怎么样去饶恕别人。
Can we do the same for each other?
我们可不可以彼此的这样做呢？
No matter what the offense,
无论那个伤害是怎么样，
No matter what the grievance,
无论那个抱怨的内容是什么，
May each of us be as forgiving.
那希望我们每一个人都可以饶恕别人。
But besides taking the initiative to be a blessing and also having a forgiving spirit, God says something else.
不光光是要主动的把祝福带到别人的生命里面去，而且我们也要随时的饶恕别人。
In verse 14, it's very, very clear.
在十四节里面很清楚的讲到。
And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
在这一切以外，要存着爱心，爱心这是联络全德的。
We take the initiative to be a blessing in the lives of others.
我们主动的把祝福带到别人的生命里面。
We have a very forgiving spirit.
我们很容易的去饶恕别人。
And then he tells us there's something else that's just as important that makes these other two make sense.
那还有另外一样也是很重要的，而且也在前面讲到的这两点以上。
Of all these virtues, the most important to add to our routine is love.
在所有的美德以上，我们要加上爱心。
Be a blessing.
做别人的一个祝福。
Be forgiving.
我们要饶恕。
And most of all, be loving.
最重要的，我们要有爱心。
It's impossible to look at this charge by the Apostle Paul without thinking about the words of Jesus.
我们很难去理解保罗在这边讲没有如果没有想到耶稣是怎么说。
For Jesus told us in John 13 that there was a new commandment that we love one another.
神在约翰福音第十三章里面讲到我们要彼此的相爱。
More important than anything else is that we be loving toward one another.
没有一样事情比这个重要，我们就是要彼此的相爱。
It's not just a good idea, it's a command.
不光光是一个好的主意，而且是一个吩咐。
It's not just one of many choices we can have; it's the specific one he tells us to do.
不是我们很多选择其中的一样，而是一个命令，我们要这样做。
If Christ commands us, we should promise to obey it.
如果神这样吩咐了，我们要承诺我们会这样做。
So in the last way that God gives us here as an instruction is very clear.
那神在最后一样吩咐我们的，很清楚的这样说。
When he gives us the command, we should promise to obey.
当神给了一个命令，我们要承诺我们会遵守这个命令。
And as we promise to obey, we should just remember to keep the promises that we have made to him about love.
当我们说我们会遵守这个命令，我们就要想到我们怎么样去遵守这个爱的命令。
This is not romance.
这个不是很浪漫。
This is not those fluttery feelings of our heart when we see someone that we'd like to spend the rest of our life with.
那不是说我们随时会去的一种感觉。
So I don't want any of the single guys to go out and tell the single girls that they're just applying the sermon.
那不是叫你们一个单身的男孩跟一个单身女孩这样说。
This is another kind of love.
这是另外的一种爱。
The passion to put a priority on the lives of others that we will serve as servants.Of Almighty God.
我们要排我们生命里面的次序，是说我们要为了神的缘故，我们要服侍别人，因为爱的缘故。
Keep our promise of love.
我们要遵守我们的爱的这个承诺。
A young pastor graduated from seminary and took his first church.
有一个年轻的牧师，他从这个神学院里面毕业了，他将要去一个教会。
He's very enthused about the entire year that he would spend with his church family for the first time in his career.
他非常的兴奋，因为他将要去一个教会，那个教会有一个家庭会接待他，会接待他一年。
In a strategic plan, he worked on the calendar so that everything aimed toward Christmas.
那他已经把一年的那个时间表已经安排编排好了，那他已经编排到圣诞节。
Christmas would be the climax of the entire year's strategic plan.
那个圣诞节就是他一年的计划里面的那个高潮。
When the Christmas season arrived, everyone was excited.
那圣诞节来到的时候，大家都很兴奋。
The church had grown by many numbers.
那个教会已经增长了很多。
The reputation in the community was very, very bright.
那个群体的名声也很好。
They had hundreds and hundreds of people who were planning on coming to the Christmas Eve service.
他们有很多很多的人要已经申请了要参加他们圣诞节的那个庆祝。
The pastor had led the church to buy a life-size nativity scene and place it on the outside yard next to a very busy intersection.
那个牧师已经在那公路旁买了一个很受人注意的一个路标放在教会旁边。
Everyone saw it and everyone thought it was one of the most beautiful things they'd ever seen.
每个人看见他们都觉得这个是很美的一件事情。
The afternoon of Christmas Eve came and the pastor walked around the church and walked around the outside and went to visit the nativity scene one last time to make sure everything was just right.
牧师在圣诞节之前那一天他在一个下午就跑到外面他要保证所有的东西都已经做好了。
And he could not believe what he did not see.
但是他不会相信他没有看见的。
The baby Jesus was gone.
主耶稣那个婴儿那个不见了。
The manger was empty.
那个马槽空了。
He ran inside and asked the staff.
那他就跑进去问那个工作人员。
They called the police and sent out patrol cars to investigate.
他们打电话叫警察来找这个婴孩。
The baby Jesus could not be found.
但是那个主耶稣的那个婴孩找不到。
The young pastor was absolutely incensed.
那个牧师就很不相信他发狂了。
When it came time for the Christmas Eve service, he changed his sermon.
那他在圣诞节之前那一天的那个信息他决定改变那个主题。
He preached on the evil of stealing.
他说了一个是魔鬼的偷窃。
It was so powerful, people who had no idea what he was talking about felt guilty.
那个信息很强让完全没有没有做这件事情的弟兄姐妹呢也觉得很扎心。
That night the pastor could not sleep.
那天晚上那个牧师不能睡。
Early on Christmas morning he went for a walk.
25日那个圣诞节早上他出去走一走。
He watched the sunrise over the church and over the nativity scene without a baby Jesus.
太阳已经出来了但是还是没有那个主耶稣婴孩的那个。
When he started walking home, he noticed someone coming the other direction.
当他要回家的时候，他发现有另外一个人从另外一个方向走过来。
It was a little boy, the son of one of the deacons.
是一个男孩，是其中的一个执事的一个男孩。
He was pulling a wagon, a red radio flyer wagon.
他在拉一个车，那个红色的一个车。
And the closer he got, the more he realized there was something in the wagon.
那个车越拉越近的时候，那个牧师就发现那个车里面有一些东西。
The pastor ran up and saw that it was the baby Jesus.
那个牧师走过去看，那都看见那个主耶稣婴孩的那个像就在里面。
Then he preached that same sermon he preached last night to that little boy.
然后他就把昨天讲的那个信息，同样的跟那个男孩去讲。
Halfway through the sermon, the little boy was in tears.
那讲到一半，那个男孩就已经充满了眼泪。
He says, Pastor, stop, you don't understand.
那个男孩就说，牧师你要停，你不明白一样事情。
The little boy says, Pastor, I prayed and asked Jesus to give me a red radio flyer wagon for Christmas.
那他说，我跟主耶稣祷告，他要给我一个红色的这个拉车。
And I made a promise to him.
然后我也做了一个承诺。
If he gave me one, he would have a first ride.
如果他真的给我了，我要带他出去跑一逛。
The next time you see a red radio flyer wagon,
那如果你们在外面再看见同样红色这样的一个车的话
，Can you remember a very simple lesson?
那你就记得这样的一个教训。
Keep your promises to God.
我们要对神保持我们爱的那个承诺。
Not all 7,862 promises.
不是千千万万的一个承诺。
But this very simple one.
只是这个简单的一个承诺。
He commanded us to love one another.
他命令我们要彼此相爱。
Promise him you will obey that command to love.
你跟神承诺说你会这样的去彼此相爱。
And when we treat other people like this,
当我们这样的跟别人相处，
we will impact them for eternity.
我们会对别人的生命有持久的影响。
Be a blessing by initiative.
主动的给别人祝福。
Be quick to forgive.
要快快的饶恕。
And keep our promise of love.
而且要保持我们爱的承诺。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for the privilege of opening your word and studying this amazing passage of scripture. And I ask you, Lord, to bless these people as they serve you and put on these garments for your pleasure. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We thank
Dr. Fong for the message.
好，我们这个时候来唱福音诗，342首。
Let's sing our response hymn number 342.
请会众站起来。
Let's stand together.
站立，我们来领受祝福。Let's remain standing and receive the benediction. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与我们弟兄姐妹同在，直到永永远远。Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all ever and evermore. Amen. Please be seated. 弟兄姐妹，请坐。给这个主席来报告之前，在这里我们除了在我们再次的谢谢邝年长跟邝克泰今天早上跟我们一起来崇拜，也跟我们分享这美好的信息。
Before I pass the following time for the presider to announce the announcement, we'd like to thank Dr. Fong and Mrs. Fong for joining us today and give us a wonderful message.
那我们也要同时要欢迎从这个一些青少年，他们是从Ganson Street Baptist Church 在 Jackson 的这地方的青少年，今天早上他们在这里跟我们一起的来敬拜。
And we also welcome the brother and sister from Ganson Street Baptist Church. They come all the way from Jackson, Michigan.
那他们的领袖是我们要欢迎这个 Roger 跟他的太太Dannon.
And we welcome Roger and Dannon.
还有我们也请的这些青少年。请你们站起来。
And could you please stand up?
Thank you. 然后他们告诉我，今天他们来这里的目的，最主要就是能够观摩能够在一个讲不同语言的这个教会的教会的敬拜呢，来观摩来学习。
They told us that they want to come to here with a purpose to observe and learn from a multilingual church.
欢迎你们。
And we welcome you.
Okay. 好，我把时间交给主席来报告。
Let the presider make the announcement.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Brother and sister, peace be with you.
感谢神，让我们今天三个语言组，有国语组、广东组跟英文组一起来敬拜神。
We thank the Lord that we have three language groups that joined together today with Cantonese, Mandarin, and English group.
我们也是感谢神借着方院长的话来借着方院长的口来陈述神的话，鼓励我们弟兄姐妹能够在灵里面合一，以爱彼此相待。
We also thank Dr. Fong for his message again that we will have the love and unity to serve in the Lord in one.
求神帮助我们能够彼此饶恕，来遵守他给我们的大诫命。
We ask God to give us the strength to forgive each other and love each other.
假如说我们能够每一个人持守的这样子一个诫命的话，我们教会会成为一个更讨神喜欢的教会。
If every one of us are committed to follow this command, I believe that this church will become a better church.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够实践这个他交代我们和神心意的一个人际的关系。
We ask God to give us the strength and wisdom so that we can keep a healthy relationship with others.
如果这样子的话，我们不只得到神给我们的生命，我们也活出更丰盛的一个生命。
And not only that we can change our lives, but we also live abundantly.
今天现在让我们来欢迎第一次到我们中间的弟兄姐妹，如果还有朋友们，如果你是第一次来，请你站起来，让我们认识你。
And this time we would also like to welcome anyone who is the first time be with us today. Anybody?
欢迎。
We welcome you.
我们可不可以请带他们来的弟兄姐妹帮我们简单的介绍一下 ？Yeah.
Can the brother and sister who bring them today and give a brief introduction?
Oh, 他们是我的朋友，从纽约过来，对，然后。
They are a friend of him and.They come from New York.
这位是我朋友，叫吴林飞，他从那个日本来， 他们要到纽约去。
This is a friend of him, Guolin Fei. He's from Japan and been to New York.
那位是陈立秋。欢迎，请坐。等一下，弟兄姐妹有机会的话，可以跟这位这几位新来的朋友互相交通一下。
After sermon, may brother and sister be greet that the newcomers that we have today.
现在在这里有几项报告。
And there are several items that we'd like to make an announcement.
第一个是在这个礼拜三，七月二十五号。
The first one is this Wednesday, July 25th.
七月二十五号的晚上七点到八点半，我们有一个特别的音乐布道会，是由台湾的六归乡儿童合唱团到我们 Ann Arbor 来举行的。
From 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We'll have a group from Taiwan be with us to host the concert.
地点是在 St. Luke 的教会。
The venue is at St. Luke Lutheran Church.
请 各位弟兄姐妹带领你的朋友或者亲戚邻居来参加这样一个盛大的音乐布道会。
Brothers and sisters are welcome to invite their friends and family to attend the concert.
我们这个活动是由诸葛弟兄在那里coordinate 做一些筹备的事情，所以如果你愿意帮忙的话，请跟诸葛弟兄联络。
We have a coordinator, a brother, to coordinate the whole event. If you're moved to serve, please feel free to contact
诸葛。诸葛，在这里吗
？Brother， yeah,
请你站起来。
Oh, that's Brother Zhu.
他都坐在那里。Yeah. 谢谢诸葛的辛劳。
We thank Brother Zhu for his heart for, to serve.
还有下一个礼拜天是我们的福音主日，七月二十九号。请各位带领弟兄姐妹或者你的朋友，如果你觉得他们你想向他们宣传主的道的话，可以请他们来一起参加。
And next Sunday will be our Gospel Sunday. Please invite your seeker friends or family to come to the sermon to hear the gospel.
再来一项是有关于我们教会的服事，是在八月十八号的礼拜六的早上，我们在 St. Andrew Church 有一个服事早餐的机会。
On August 18th morning, there's an opportunity for us to serve at St. Andrew's breakfast program to serve those in need around the Ann Arbor area.
如果你有青少年或者你自己愿意参加这样一个服事的话，请跟Grover 弟兄联络，英文组的 Grover。
If you or your kids are willing to serve, please contact Grover in the English group to sign up.
Grover 可不可以请你站起来
？Can Grover stand up? Where are you?
他可能他在 Sunday School。
He's at the Sunday School.
哎呀，如果你不知道他是谁，等一下可以找我，我帮你去引荐。
If you don't know who Grover is, you can contact Li Shang.
再来一项是今天广东组晚上在 Bill 跟枫林家有一个欢送会，欢送阿来跟 Susan 是五点半开始。
The Cantonese group has a farewell party tonight at Fonny and Bill's homes. It will start at 5 p.m.
然后今天我们有个特别的就特别的庆祝会，是为我们在 MCCA 服事的弟兄姐妹。最后我们希望有一个大家在这个服事完以后我们可以一起 celebrate 我们在神里面一起同工的机会。Howard 会来， Howard 可以请你来报告吗？
Today we have a special celebration for the MCA conference. All the brothers and sisters who have served in the conference are welcome to attend.
我相信很多人都接到我的 email.
And I believe a lot of you guys have received my emails.
非常的欢迎每一位你参加在 MCCA 里面服事的弟兄姐妹，请你务必要出席。
We welcome everyone who has served in the MCCA conference.
我们的午餐根据那个负责午餐的弟兄说，一点钟准时开始。
Our lunch will serve probably at 1 p.m.
我们盼望所有的主日学的课程能够准时结束。
We hope that the Sunday school that we have will end in time.
可以把你的学生放出来。
And so that the students can come in time.
然后我们一点钟可以吃午餐。
And we can all have lunch together at 1 o'clock.
跟往常一样，我们午餐是开放给就是第一次来的朋友，你们可以，要是你们一起跟我们用午餐的话，可以不用出钱。
Just like in the past, we would like to open up our lunch and for the first time comers, actually to all, but for the first time comers, you will have the lunch for free.
天下是有不用花钱的午餐。
So you don't have to pay.
然后我们也欢迎在大会里面服侍的弟兄姐妹，今天你们在这里用餐也不用花钱。
And we would also welcome those brothers and sisters who have served in the MCA conference. They will also have the lunch for free today too.
两点钟开始，我们在这边有一个很简短的一个 celebration.
After the lunch at 2 o'clock, we'll have a short celebration here in the sanctuary.
Bill Cole, 他帮我们照了全程的这个照相的这个记录，我们已经做了一个很漂亮的一个PowerPoint 的一个 video。
Bill Ho, who have kept the record of the conference, and he will show us some beautiful pictures and slides.
我真的盼望每个人都能够参加，每一个同工，谢谢。
I hope that everyone who has served can join us.
谢谢浩的报告。今天我们的聚会就到这里，但是 before 我们散会以前，我们要请吴牧师来送杯子给我们要离开的 couple。阿兰
，OK， 我们请赖祖明跟 Susan， 今天我们要再次送这个杯子来给他 ，Yeah。
Before the dismissal, we welcome Lai and Susan for the
farewell. 那如果我没有记错的话，我知道 Susan 有到 MTS 上过课 ，She's one of the students。yeah, five classes. How about 赖祖明有参加吗
？I'm lazy, I only took three.
Wow, 是，所以赖祖明夫妇他们都有到这个密西根神学院，他们都有上课。所以呢，他们这对夫妇呢，真的是一个很追求也很认真在教导这方面。Yeah, 我们他们我去年我来的时候，我在广东组也协助他们这个。跟他们的查经的组长 pre-study， 那么他们也有来参加，然后他给我一个的一个印象是，当我跟组长他们pre-study 完之后呢，赖祖明就跟我分享哪一些的资料给我看，那我一看这个资料呢，我就知道这个人呢是很有分量啊，因为他给一些的这些参考书，我去过他家，他们家买很多的一些圣经的一些的参考书。所以他们在教学这方面呢，他们的要求很高他们也是非常的认真。我们很感谢神，虽然我们很依不舍，我们有这人才要离开我们就求神，他们离开之后呢，也继续的供应我们教会这个需要。然后他们要离开，我们要这次要搬到这个 San Diego 去那里呢这边工作也是就在 Pfizer 那边我们为着他们要为他们来祷告，在为祷告之前，我们把这个杯子呢来送给他们。好，我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你在这个教会里面，你在不同的时候、不同的阶段，你都把一些有不同恩赐负担的弟兄姐妹带到我们当中。我们这次虽然我们内心里面我们很依依不舍，要来欢送我们的赖祖明夫妇，他们要搬到这个 San Diego 去，在那里一个新的环境，他们在继续的工作。但是我们感谢你，看见过去你如何的在这个教育面来使用他们，特别我们看见他们这对赖祖明夫妇，他们在无论是在广东组在主协里面的这个侍奉，特别是在教学这方面，他们是那么样的认真，真的我们围着他们来感谢神透过他们对真理的这个认真的教导，给我们弟兄姐妹们，特别是广东组的弟兄姐妹，得到许许多多的这个帮助，以及在圣经真理这方面的造就。我们为着他们来感恩，也为着他们前面的道路来求恩，愿你继续的引领他们前面的道路， 他们在这新的地方，他们的工作，以及他们所到的这个教会，我们求主你继续的来使用他们，也求主为我们这个教会继续的来为我们来预备我们所需要的，无论是在经济这方面，在不同恩赐的弟兄姐妹这方面，我们都求主你按时候来赐下，好叫你的国度得到继续的扩展，许多的人能够听到这个真理，在真理这方面继续能够受到这个造就。谢谢你，请我们这样的一个祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿们。如果没有其他的，我们就还有
没有其他的报告？Paul， 请上来。
We still have one more announcement。
对不起各位，有一项特别的报告，时间已经很紧迫了哈。但是现在有一个很大的需要，就是说大家知道说去年我们新生来的时候，我们有很多弟兄姐妹们愿意来帮忙来接待他们，就是说从机场来把他们帮忙接到这边来。
And we have a great need to pick up the new students from the airport.
那通常这个同学会他们都是预先会通知我们啊，那可是今年因为同学会他们的会长还没出来。
Usually the student association they will inform us in advance, but this year the chairman has not been elected yet.
所以现在我们已经知道说有一些新生已经开始要来这里了，他们需要有人来帮忙接。
But we know that some new students has already arrived, so we need to pick them up.
如果有弟兄姐妹有负担的话，愿意来帮忙接学生，就是说现在很急迫，他们已经要来的接学生。
If any brother and sister has the burden to serve these new students,
我们现在就可以先跟这个王辉或者是庆义你们可不可以站起来一下
？We can contact 王辉 or 庆义，
或者是东轩或者是新恩他们两个现在正好在教主日学。不过你们如果知道他的话，如果不知道的话，跟我联络。
Or 东轩 or 庆恩 who is in the Sunday school, or you can contact Paul in person.
Okay, 谢谢各位。
Thank you.
今天我们的聚会就到这里结束，请各位默祷以后散会，谢谢。
And please have a sign prayer and we will dismiss.